Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phils and Red Sox tonight, game two of the two-game series. And we'll talk more about that with Larry Anderson coming up at 3 o'clock and what he thinks about all this stuff. Get back to the phones. Hang on. Jalen Ramsey, the Jaguars cornerback, he's suspended for game one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's crazy.
No, he's suspended this week.
For the preseason game, yeah. For the preseason game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the top corners, if not the best corner in the league. You agree?
Yeah, I got to give him the best right now. You know, I've always been a Patrick Peterson guy, but
seemed like last year, Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey's walking that walk.
Wait, did a
talk.
He did an interview with GQ, and they asked him, this is genius from whoever did this article in GQ. They asked him about each of the quarterbacks in the NFL, his opinion. And I'll just share a couple with you, and then we'll get back into it later in the show. But specifically what he said about he loves Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson. Calls both of them future MVPs. All right. But what does he say about Nick Foles? Good enough to win the Super Bowl. Yes, he did win the Super Bowl. But what does he say about a guy like Joe Flacco? Quote, he sucks. Josh Allen, rookie for the Bills. He's trash. He says to Wentz and Watson will be an MVP.
There you go.
Dak Prescott, he's okay. Ben Roethlisberger, decent at best. Andrew Luck, don't think he's good.
Wow.
Tannehill, haven't heard good things. Matt Ryan, overrated for Matty Ice. So wait, we'll get into it a little bit more because I love the candor and the trash talking. I think it makes sense from certain positions. If that's a quarterback, not a good idea. If that's a corner, that's more or less motivating himself, and that's how he needs to motivate himself,
right.
Knock yourself out. If you can handle the questions and everything else that's going to follow, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want my quarterback doing that.
Well, listen, he's – only way you can shut him up is to throw over there at him and score on him.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's what he wants you to do.
And I don't think he's worried about that part of it.
Yeah, he wants you to do that. He wants you to get full of pride and go and say, I'm going to show you. Yeah, he wants you to throw the ball at him. Listen, I think he's I love his personality on at that position. I believe you have to have a little bit of a swagger-like trash talking.
Like a wide receiver.
To you. That's why I love Jalen Mills. You have to play with a lot of confidence, and especially as long as you can back it up. As long as you can back it up, because they're going to throw at you. They're going to throw at you, and when you get beat, they're going to let you know about it. So he's bringing it on himself. It's not one of those situations where it's like, well, I'll talk trash, and then my teammates have to go out there and back me up.
Nah, he's on a D-tackle.
Yeah, if you want to try me, throw the ball over here then. Yeah, throw the ball over here. The only thing worse he could have done, and I'm saying worse as far as it hurting players out there, is gone at receivers.
Yeah, because then it's.
They could have just started picking out receivers that he thinks is trash, and I'm pretty sure that may be on the horizon.
And that might be the next article. Yeah. But then you're dealing with somebody that you are almost the mirror image of you, but on offense.
Yeah.
Trash talking, something that would really. I can't see a lot of the quarterbacks on this list. Like Ryan Tannehill, I can't see him throwing for 500 yards against the Jags because he said something about it, right?
No.
Odell Beckham Jr., though?
They play first week, too.
Oh, they do.
I think they play the first week of the season.
Here's what he said about Eli.
Eli.
He said that he said, where is it? He said Odell makes him. Yeah, so he's giving his boy props.
He's giving Odell props by taking a shot at Eli.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We have
I like Ramsey.
I love it.
That Florida State.
Well, do we love JoJo trash talking?
He may be the biggest in the NBA.
He's the one seed.
Yeah, he's the one seed.
He's a one seed.
Yes.
Ramsey's a one seed.
Yes.
Who are the other ones? @MarksReeseWIP. Let's do a little Twitter thing there.
Mm-hmm. and trash talkers.
And do you like it? That's really the thing. I like it at certain positions. I don't
as long as you can back it up, I'm okay with it.
I don't want Carson Wentz coming out and saying, these guys are trash, these guys are trash,
Yeah, you don't get it with quarterbacks.
No.
And B does it and goes out there and tries to back it up.
It motivates him, I think.
And to his credit, when he doesn't play well, he'll take a shot at himself.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he got a good sense of humor about it.
He could dial it back maybe a little bit. Lane Johnson's a huge trash talker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Lane. Speaking of Lane.
He joins us Friday.
Yeah, and he's getting ready for tomorrow, right? They're going to boo him? They're going to throw popcorn at him?
He's going right at the Patriots fans. He doesn't give a damn.
Preseason game.
Ryan in Havertown. Hi, Ryan.
Whoa, man.
Man.
I don't know what the hell was going on there. Max in Berwyn. Max, what's up, brother?
Hey.
Hi, Max.
What's up, Max?
I wanted to talk about the Phillies, but if we're talking about Eagles, that's fine.
Go for it.
Well, the Phillies, their problem is, well, I'm going to make a bold statement, first of all. The Phillies are average at best with a great coach. That's my bold statement. I think they make playoffs, and Gabe Kapler is easily manager of the year.
I don't disagree, but I would replace with a great manager and say a great pitching staff, great starting pitching. And I love Gabe Kapler, but
I would totally agree with that. Bullpen is shaky.
No, it's starting to get there, but
I think there's 3 weeks that the Phillies need to prevent from skidding. If we can prevent a 3 week skid into October into through September, we can make playoffs easily. Once you give Gabe Kapler 52 guys and a giant bullpen, he can win games much better than he's doing in the dog days of summer.
Right.
Yeah, see, I don't even see these as the dog days of summer.
That's over, right?
Yeah, that's like July to me, heading into August. Like, you're basically in a pennant race right now.
This is it.
You got like 6-7 teams in the National League trying to make the playoffs.
This is it. You're right. Yeah. Now, the dog days are when you're like, all right, let's just get the stretch so we can make the run at it. We're past that.
The dog days is before the trading deadline.
Yeah. This is it. This is what are you? Are you good enough? Because the one question that I will say, and I think most people feel this way, is the offense. Can the offense do enough?
Well, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Because if the pitching fell apart right now, you can't blame them.
Right.
They've held this team up the entire season.
Yeah.
So can the offense come around? Just like with the Eagles, where the Eagles sometimes, some weeks it was the defense and the Super Bowl was the offense, maybe the offense comes around and supports the defense and the pitching.
It's going to have to.
It is going to have to. Bill, Northeast Philly. Billy!
Mike Reese and Johnny Mars. What's up, boys?
What's up, Bill?
Not too much. Real quick, I want to talk about Kapler, this whole analytics, man, it's just not baseball, man. I think that's what's getting us more than anything. Is like last night, top bottom ninth, you have a runner on. He keeps trying to steal. He keeps hitting and running. They don't know what they're doing. Then you don't try to bunt him over to second base.
Well, it's not. But Bill, I don't think it's actually funny you said this, because I don't think that they were hitting and running. Cesar Hernandez doesn't know what to do with a runner. Think about it. How many times do you actually have the situation where a runner is trying to steal a base? Because now you have to have an approach at the plate. What are you going to do? Are you going to let him steal? Are you taking a pitch? What are you doing? They don't ever do it. So they don't know what to do. And it showed last night. Cesar didn't know what to do at the plate with a runner trying to run.
Which makes no sense to me. How are you but how are you leading off then? Or where is the signal for them just bunting him over?
Well, they weren't trying to bunt him. They were trying to get. They were trying to get him to steal the bag,
which he did. Hernandez is swinging them. They give him the no swing single. That's all I'm saying.
But then he got down with two strikes, and at that point, you more or less you have to swing at anything close. But all right, so so Bill's going to make a case for the fantasy league, Ike. He's one of our great callers. Go ahead, Bill.
Right. So here you go, guys. This is not only am I going as a person, but I'm going as a couple. Me and Bart, B&B, we've been together with this show since way back, and we were part of a previous time when you had a thrift. And I tell you, not only do we bring fun and excitement to the league, but we also bring something else that you guys don't have. And we're high school football coaches. So we know what we want out of our team and what we need out of the players playing for this team. So I think having us there, and not only that, but we can break balls for the best of them. And that'll be a fun day down at Chicken.
And if I remember, Bill's a terrible drafter in the fantasy league too. You made so many mistakes.
That's always welcome,
right?
Yeah.
All right. So, but you and Bart, you're not a couple, right? This would be a platonic friendship.
We're a couple because we're coaches and friends. We've been coaches and friends for almost 15 years now. So we're a couple, but we're not a relationship couple.
Bill, if you admit you guys are lovers, I think we can consider you.
You know what, John? You can take that lover.
All right, Bill, listen. Bill's been hitting me up being like, man, yeah. You got to get me in. It's like, I can't fix it. I want everybody to get in this league, right? Can't fix it. I want Bart and Bill to get in. But we'll put them down.
Bart and Bill.
Yep, the B&B Express. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 888-729-9494. Phillies can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Anderson, I'll ask him that question coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to take my temperature off L.A. L.A. could either swing me one way or the other.
Yeah, it was something tells me he's going to be frustrated with the offense,
he's
but being
truth
a pitcher.
Teller, though. He's a truth teller. He can't hide it.
And I'm going to ask him about Scott Kingery because Scott Kingery looks like he's the shortstop of the future, and I want to see him at second base.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.